You say you were that this is a momentous day for you, but of course today's the day after it was the controversy around Miss Ulster, a competition in which if you're too fat, too small, too old, you need not go anywhere near entering at Stormont. That was certainly yesterday's story. The event's now been moved, and you were judging it.
Well, Stephen, as you know, I get asked to host many events as an MLA. And once it became aware yesterday that, I'm sure you'll agree with me, once I knew that there were exclusions, I did the right thing and I withdrew. I would not want ever to be associated with anything that included the excluded people. The storm is all about inclusivity, and we need I want everyone to have that opportunity.
So what
and once I was made aware, I immediately withdrew.
So what did you think the rules were?
Well, obviously, I was a judge. I wasn't a contestant, so I wouldn't be aware of the rules. As you know, I do get asked to host many events. I wasn't aware of the rules. Now I am aware of the rules. I've withdrawn, but I think rules have to be... that. Obviously, the rules need to be changed because everyone should have the opportunity. I host so many magnificent events for women. 2 weeks ago, I had 120 young farming females from across Northern Ireland at an event. And we raised money for Cancer Research UK, and it was a magnificent event showcasing all that's positive about Stormont.
So,
and I was happy to go ahead and put my name to that. But once I heard about this, definitely I wouldn't want to be associated with anything that excluded people.
So you're glad you weren't associated with it?
Well, I would not be. I have absolutely nothing against competitions, nothing whatsoever.
But this specific event, you're glad you included. This specific event, you're glad you weren't associated with it?
No. Once the facts became, I had nothing against the event whatsoever. But for me personally, I think every event that's hosted Stormont should include everyone. So, and that's the way Stormont is designed.
So why did you pull out?
Anyone that knows me. I pulled out once it became apparent. Once I knew, now I didn't hear, and thank you for highlighting it yesterday, I was at all party group and infertility at Stormont, so I missed your show. But once I heard that there was exclusions, which Stephen, I was not aware of, I made the decision to withdraw, and it was the right decision for me. And I hope you agree with me that I'd done this for reasons when I heard. Anyone that knows me, Stephen, knows I'm about everyone, and I help so many women and so many people through my constituency office, and I would not ever do anything that would exclude people from entering anything.
Are you just forgetting to tell us, Joanne, that you've judged it in previous years?
I judged it in 2011, Stephen, yes, the inaugural year. And
what were the rules then?
I wasn't aware of the rules. Stephen, if you can appreciate, we get asked
you didn't
to do
ask.
Many, many events. And unless you're, obviously, you judge it on, you decide if you're going to attend an event or judge an event. You don't scrutinise every single rule attached with every event. I didn't scrutinise all the rules of the young farmers 2 weeks ago. So once it became aware, I did the right thing and I was true.
So in 2011... you were associated with an event which excluded people based on their weight, their height and their age. Do you regret that?
I wasn't aware of it, Stephen. As I said, once it became
aware of it
that
now.
There was exclusion. I'm aware of it now and I've done the right thing. If
Do you regret having judged this in 2011?
I regret now that I know that there's exclusions. And I certainly would not exclude anyone. And I think it's important that Stormont is about inclusivity and everyone should have the right to enter.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because there will be some people listening to this, and there have been, Joanne. There have been people having a go at me yesterday. So let's just reflect their views too. And basically saying, look, do you know what? If you're going to go off and if you're going to represent Northern Ireland as a supermodel, then you probably are going to be fit and young and
slim. Well, I think everyone has their qualities and qualities to offer as well, and I certainly would not ever want anyone excluded. And everyone should, the 21st century is to reflect all society, and I think everyone should have the right to enter. And with that in mind, that's why when it became aware, then that was the rules. I took the decision to withdraw. It's as simple as that.
Are you comfortable with these competitions at all? anymore?
You told I have absolutely nothing against beauty competitions, but it's up to individuals if they want to go down whichever route they want to go down. I have no issues at all with modelling as a career, but the issue that I had and why I withdrew from it was because of inclusivity.
Did Mike Nesbitt tell you to withdraw? Did he tell you off?
Absolutely not. This is my own personal, okay. a strong female. Once I became aware of the facts, I made that decision.
All right.
But this should be about for everyone, and that's with that, and that only is why I decided to withdraw. And I do, Stephen, today for me is all about what I'm doing with organ donation, and as you know, I'm so passionate about it, and that's what I'm focused on today.
Okay. Joanne, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you.